The road ahead, it twists and turns, and the sun beats down and it burns. But I keep on pushing through.
Some of the top things that I think, you know, define leadership for me today are, you know, helping others to be the best possible version of themselves.
You know, on the website, we can do Spanish marketing because maybe they're Spanish customers. And when they click on that Spanish ad, it's going to take them to a Spanish landing page.
You know, the best compliments in the world come from women. Women compliment women better than anybody, especially when they don't see each other. Oh, I love your purse. Oh, I love your shoes. They're lying to each other, but they do it in such a way, it's like, wow, learn from a woman how to compliment. That's how you do your meet and greet.
Right. So we discussed, you know, rough number of dealerships that we have at the beginnings of the call. You would know there's about 17,000 dealers just in the U.S. market. Probably not every single one of those 17,000 is open to leveraging analytics like we're discussing it today.
Hey listeners, this is Dennis Wisco, your host of Wisco Weekly. I am joined by co-host Kelly Cruz and our transportation correspondent, Rudy Solo. Thank you so much for listening. We have a brand new set of episodes coming to you. We've been talking a lot about transportation lately and things like designing the car around the environment, congestion pricing, toll roads. We're going to be switching it up because even though car sales may be on the decline, that doesn't mean all of us can't afford a vehicle. And certainly if there were conveniences and if there was transparency in the process, we very well could find ourselves with a new car by the end of this month.
What I'm looking forward to, Dennis, is hearing about these leaders and how they approach the customer experience. Because while I am the transportation correspondent, at my core, I always care about customers, whether those customers are clients, whether those customers are transit people that use transit. You got to make people happy, and these people know how to make their customers happy.
The more that we talk about lead generation, hopefully the more comfortable you can get as a car buyer with the idea of sharing your information online. So listeners, stay tuned for these next few episodes. Car sales are slowly declining, but that doesn't mean people don't have money to buy. If the buying experience was convenient, easy, transparent, and fair, would you be motivated to pull the trigger? That's what we'll be exploring.
On behalf of Kelly, Rudy, and myself, cheers, prost, l'chaim, kipis, nastravi, salud, kampai, mabruk, tutsins, gambe, yamas, to the customer experience.